him now. Or why doesn't he push the button?
Hey, Jimmy, I was having an argument with my stupid little sister. Is the potty fairy real?
The potty fairy? Of course not.
Then who have I been aiming at all these years? Oh, that's Carl. He's more worldly.
Carl, what happened? You were supposed to deploy the anti-gravity parachute at 5,000 feet.
Sorry there, Jimmy. I guess I fell asleep again.
Well, your lack of focus is interfering with science.
Honey, I'm going to the supermarket, and your dad's coming along to eat the loose grapes from the spill gutter around the produce bin.
Yeah, grapey grape grapes. Gotta get them before they turn into raisins, because after that, bleh.
That's it. Food. You just haven't catalyzed enough hydrocarbons into CO2, water, and energy this morning. You're hungry.
Hey, Jimmy, you're right about the potty fairy, but surely you must believe in the garbage disposal, Bunny.
No. Carl, I have a few more experiments you're gonna have to be wide awake for, so eat the rest of... Carl? You obviously need more food.
Well, till your parents get back, all you've got is lima beans.
I hate lima beans! And I'm not hungry, Jimmy. I'm tired. 'Cause of... the nightmare! It's awful! A horrible, spooky thing's chasing me, and I run, but I can't get away!
You should do what I do during a nightmare. Simply prove on paper, using non-Euclidean geometry, that the feared object is a logical impossibility, and it vanishes!
Yeah, but my dreams aren't as logical as yours, Jimmy. I married a turkey once. Plus, when I'm asleep, you're not there to explain things.
True. Wait just a neutronic minute. Thanks to my most recent invention, I can be. I call it the Dream Injector 5000. It's revolutionary, and it's safe.
Are you sure?
Carl, I'm going to project your dream into the Somnus portal, then walk through it up this tube and into your nightmare.
Is it gonna hurt?
No, I'll be fine. Now, go to sleep.
Well, I can't just go to sleep.
Why not?
Because I have a soothing routine. First, my mom turns down the light.
Vox, light!
Then, she makes me hot milk.
Oh, for crying in the mud. Goddard! Anything else? Nani, nani, nani. I'm not out of his dream in an hour. Wake him up.
Roger, Dodger. Nani, nani. Good night, Moon.
It works. I'm inside Carl's dream.
Sorry I'm late. My paddle broke, so I had to row my desk to school with this plastic leg.
Quiet! The great, merciful, and powerfully chin Carl is about to speak.
Thank you, Winifred. This is my revolutionary voltage pondolizer. I converted the Haskabovich to the Flutz by putting it through the Hubble Boobler.
Ooh, wow!
When Carl's asleep, he dreams he's a genius like me.
Like you? Please! You can't even spell your own name.
Now, I'll need a dumb but willing volunteer.
But I'm not dumb. I'm a genius.
If you're so smart, what's the square root of a flexnard, huh?
That doesn't make any sense.
The square root of a flexnard is a cup full of boogers.
He did that all in his head.
Come on, Carl, we don't have time for this. We've got work to do. Go!
I will now turn on the really smart experiment machine.
You wired that coil wrong. All this'll do is give me 10,000 volts, which, since this is a dream, I won't actually... Oh, no! Whatever Carl dreams actually happens to me. Shane! Shane! Wake him up!
Shane! Shane!
Okay, enough! Carl, you're asleep. This is a dream.
Don't be silly. If it was a dream, could I do this?
That's the only time you can do it. Carl, you're asleep. There are llamas in the classroom. Libby rode to school with a plastic leg.
Her paddle broke.
We don't have time for this.
He touched his astounding Carlness.
Send him to the Ultra Principal.
What are you doing?
For behold, I am the Ultra Principal!
No, you're not. You're a friend of mine inside a dream another friend of mine's having.
Ha! And again, ha! If I was a mere dream, could I do this?
That's Carl's brain.
Is not?
I am the brain of the Ultra Principal, dispenser of justice throughout the universe.
Okay. What am I here for?
You've insulted Carl, the smartest and handsomest student in all the land. I sentence you to be his monkey boy for a mammalian years, with the duty of testing his inventions and fashioning festive doily hats for him to wear.
I'm not gonna agree to that.
You already signed your name, incorrectly by the way, on this binding monkey boy contract.
Ha! That's not my signature. Huh?
Free gutter grapes that would only spoil otherwise your magnificent geniusness?
Hey, Mom and Dad, look! It's my personal monkey boy.
Hey, those aren't your parents. They're mine.
Don't be silly, young man. I would never have a child as dim-witted as you. Plus, if it was a dream, could I do this?
Yeah!
Ew, cute. Your brain's all wet and stretchy.
That's my tongue. Let go. I'm going to taste pie with that.
Carl, listen to me. I'm only here to help you vanquish the horrible, spooky thing.
Who told Monkey Boy about the spooky thing?
Gah, this is hopeless. Wait a minute. If he won't listen to real logic, maybe I should try dream logic.
Worth a try.
You told me about the spooky thing, oh, brilliant, handsome Carl, while you were pedaling a bike with no wheels backwards up the pyramids, in a ballerina's tutu.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But even you probably aren't smart enough to know where it lives.
Oh, no. For your information, under there.
That's what you're scared of? A stupid lima bean? I know you hate them, Carl, but they're not scary. Carl, wake up! The thing can really eat me!
I'm not asleep!
Yes, you are! And we're gonna prove it mathematically using the Riemann hypothesis! Write this down. All non-trivial zeros of the zeta function of real part equal to 1/2.
Okay, but my pen just turned into a worm! Oh, hi, honey. I brought you dinner.
Genius won't help me here. I need to show Carl something so outrageous he'll realize the only explanation is he's asleep. But what?
I washed your brain, but I had trouble getting the think stains out.
That's it.
Jimmy kissing Cindy? Oh, that couldn't happen in a million years. I must be dreaming. Oh, wow, I had the craziest dream.
I know. I was there. You almost got me killed by a legume. Gene, don't move. There's a giant man-eating lima bean behind you.
Ha! You guys. I haven't believed in that since I was like 7.
Jane farmers know, Fasciolus lamensis perishes when exposed to dry air and overly nitrogenous soil.
But you hit it with a hammer.
Oh, come on, honey, right this way. It's okay. Your father got overexcited and ate a bolt that fell off a grocery cart.
It was grape shape.
Yes.
Hey, Carl. You won't tell anyone about that awful, desperate thing I had to do to wake you up, will you?
Of course not, Jimmy.
Not even in his dreams, Neutron.